You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Looks like you've been cooking on the stove. That'll be a bond deduction.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95BFM.
Morena, Celine.
Kia ora, Rachel.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you going?
Oh, going pretty well. Going pretty well. It's a weird old world out there for the renters, as it always is. So let's just get stuck into it. What have we got here, Stella?
First, someone has asked, what's the due process for a landlord proposing a rent increase? Ours just texted us that it'll be happening in 2 weeks, and that feels soon.
I love being able to be like, they're not allowed to do that.
You can't do that.
And you have support, because they're not.
Yay.
So again, they've changed regulations, so it can only be once every 12 months, but they need to give their tenant at least 60 days written notice.
Uh-huh.
And a text is not written notice.
Is it not?
I don't think so.
Wow.
No, I think it needs to be
an
like
email.
A formal document.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With ink.
So actually, let's check on that one. But
okay.
I always assumed a text wasn't fine because it says they basically have to, must be served in writing, say how much the rent is increasing to and the day the increased rent is due. It probably, an email probably counts actually, to be
yeah.
fair. I don't think I can make them send it by like pigeon or something.
I want it in a bottle thrown into the Waitemata Harbour floating to my door before I will even acknowledge
exactly.
it. Thank you very much.
So a text, I don't think a text would count. That feels too informal and... And also 60 days, 2 weeks. 2 weeks is not good. So basically, the notice needs to say how much the rent is increasing and when. And then so you don't need to pay that in 2 weeks. I would follow up with them and until they need to give a written notice and you could... We'll double check what that exactly needs to look like, but then it doesn't come into effect for 60 days.
Okay. Sweet.
So you could get some, you could call the Tenants Protection Association or just look for some resources yourself, or you could respond and basically say that you know that, or you could get more support because they can then just give a written notice and it's 60 days away, but it might be worth consulting your kind of options if that is going to be something. If they've told you how much it is, then you've got some time to plan as well to think about a response.
Yeah, totally. Also, to think about whether you want to move out or not. Is that
exactly.
an option? If someone tells you your rent's going to be increasing, are you able to be like, okay, well, we might have to leave?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how the logistics time-wise of that work, but 100%, if you can't afford that and they're giving a rent increase, I feel like that's one out. Absolutely.
Totally.
I'm sure that would work.
Someone else has asked, is there a penalty for ending a lease early?
Yes. So there is. Again, it's kind of back into that more grey area where the tenant and landlords kind of both agree that the lease will end early, but the landlord may charge a fee. And this fee is meant to only be reasonable actual costs, so like advertising for a new tenant.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's kind of something that you're setting between yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you could get support in that it's meant to be actual and reasonable, but there is often a fee.
Okay,
right.
Yep, that is good to know. What else have we got, Stella?
Someone's asked, when renewing a lease, is there usually preference for the already existing tenants? Our landlord is having viewings and it's making us all nervous.
This just doesn't seem legit in any way to me. Like, you need to know what's happening with your lease before there's new people
viewing
coming
the property.
In.
Right. Yeah.
So I feel like there's a few things going on there and all of them seem bad.
Classic.
So I would say... Again, if you have come to an arrangement with your landlord and you're moving out and they're getting someone else in, they can arrange to do viewings while you're there, but again, they have to arrange them with you and make sure they don't disturb you too much.
Mm-hmm.
But you would think that would only be happening if they knew you were moving out and that had been agreed upon. So I would check in what's happening there in terms of whether it will be slightly different, whether it's a fixed term or a periodic, but still there needs to be agreement that the lease is ending and you're leaving before they can't it's not the Hunger Games, they can't compete tenants.
Who's better?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does
Who
feel like, you know, a hunch would possibly say competitive rent kind of conversations, which is really dodgy.
100%, yeah.
We've just had a text come through from someone, Celine, who's saying that they're having trouble organising a time with the people who test smoke alarms to come and visit our house. They keep sending us a time that we can't do and their system is really hard to access. This has happened like four or five times. We obviously would love the smoke alarms tested in our flat, but can I ask our property manager if he can maybe let them in because it's becoming impossible for us to manage?
Ah, that is something I don't know. I feel like it's 100% in their interest to have the property, you know, fire safe, etc. And it is, when you move in, they need to all be working, and then there's some like responsibility on the tenants during that process. But I don't know if you, if that's something they're mandated legally to do. But right. I think that's the kind of thing that seems in mutual interest. So it would be, I would give that a conversation. That doesn't seem like out of the bounds of organisation. I know mine would never do that. But then he's hard to contact anytime. But I think worth a try, and a lot of people hopefully would understand that's of benefit to them.
Totally. Well, thank you very much, Celine, and thanks to those people who've texted in all of the questions that we've had this morning. You can always contact us on the BFM Breakfast Instagram account, is where we're most likely to catch your message.
Do it.
Or you can message us on 5395. As always, we'll keep it anonymous. Thank you very much, Celine. We'll see you in a fortnight.
See you soon.
A plague on both your investment houses.
That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland renters advocate, Celine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.